quickly. Michael Perrello, the right-hander from UC Irvine, warming up in the Raptor bullpen. The 1-1. This one fouled straight back, just off our press box up here again. May have created a dent near our sound window. We got three windows up here, like I always say. Us here at WFHR, we got the middle window. Our TV broadcast is on the left side. There's Colin Kapoor, and there's our booth right there on the Northwoods League Plus stream tonight. We're also on ESPN Plus, so I guess I can tell my family I was on ESPN tonight. Our sound booth to the right. The 1-2 pitch. This is up and away. Down now evens at 2-2. Four runs on six hits. No errors for Green Bay. Eight runs on 10 hits, two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Five errors so far for the Raptors in this series with Green Bay. The 2-2 pitch home from Scott to Adderley. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Into the glove of Jack Matthew, who secures it tight. That's a huge second out for Brandon Scott here in this top of the seventh inning. Peyton Mansfield, who entered the ballgame in the bottom of the third as a defensive substitution in the spot of the left fielder Lane Allen, didn't make his first plate appearance until the leadoff spot an inning ago. He led off the frame with a single. Represents the tying run in the box right now with the bases loaded and two down here in this seventh inning. Second time facing Scott tonight. First pitch from Brandon. Fastball missing up and away on the right-handed hitting Mansfield for ball one. Raptors looking to get out of this jam here, just allowing one run in the frame. Third-year Raptor Scott looks into Matthew, who is throwing down the signals just like he did yesterday. The 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, catches the inside corner for a called strike. Count even at 1-1. Mansfield, the Jacksonville State University product, playing in his 28th game of the season, went 0-for-4 in his lone second half game against Wausau on July 4th. The 1-1 pitch. Another breaking ball catches the top of the zone for a called strike. 1-2 now. 1-2 count, two outs, bases full of rockers. 8-4 in the top of the seventh. What will Brandon Scott go with here? It's into Matthew, comes set the 1-2. That one crosses up Matthew, gets by him to the screen. Coming home, the runner on third. The throw to the plate, tagged by Scott, is in time. Brandon Scott, pitchers are athletes too, covers home plate and embraces Jack Matthew as well. Nick Harms trying to take home. Chris Kreplin out of the rocker dugout is having absolutely none of it. Huge get out there for Brandon Scott. It is a one-run top of the seventh. Stretch time here at Winter Field. 8-4 the score. We'll be back in a couple of minutes on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom seven here for Winter Field. 9-1-2, duel for the Rafters against the new pitcher into the ballgame for the Green Bay Rockers. That's the right-hander, Treshawn Pascal. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the Winter Field press box. 8-4 the score. Your Rafters ahead and are looking to sweep the homestand and this series here against Green Bay. Four runs on six hits and no errors for the Rockers. Eight runs on 10 hits and two errors for Green Bay, or I should say for Wisconsin Rapids. A crazy play with two outs and the bases loaded to end that bottom of the seventh, or top of the seventh inning. Brandon Scott getting crossed up on that signal with Jack Matthew. A fastball going back to the screen. Matthew heading back to the backstop to retrieve it. Scott covered home to tag out Nick Harms in time to end the inning. First pitch from Pascal. Tracer Lopez is in there for a called strike. Nathan Blasek shouldering the load out of the Green Bay bullpen tonight. His day is done. Three innings pitched. Two hits allowed, no runs, three walks, and three punchouts on 56 pitches. A 1 to Lopez misses up and away. Count evens 1 and 1. Tracer 0 for 2 tonight in three plate appearances. Couple punchouts, but his lone time aboard a five-pitch walk that he drew back in the fourth inning. The 1-1 pitch home from the right-hander, Pascal. This one ripped through into right field for a base hit. Lopez, second time aboard, first hit of the ballgame, flipping the card back to the top of the lineup perfectly for Mason Onati. Mason Onati has reached twice on a couple of hits tonight. 2 for 4 is Mason. An infield single in the third, bunt single and scored in the fourth. Treshawn Pascal, the 6'3 senior right-hander from Springdale, Arkansas, and Southern Arkansas University, is working in his 10th ballgame of the season. 0-2 record for Treshawn, 12 and a third innings pitched so far, a 5-1-1 ERA, and a 2.27 whip. Pascal set the right-hander's first delivery to Mason Onati, a breaking ball missing down in the dirt for ball one. Pascal last worked two innings against Wausau to begin the second half in that 8-1 loss on July 3rd. He allowed five hits, three runs, all of which were earned, did not walk a Raptor hitter, and struck out three, or I should say did not walk a Wausau hitter, striking out three, facing 10 on the ballgame. The 1-0 pitch, off speed, right down the heart of the plate, is called a strike. Wisconsin Rapids saw Pascal back in that June 11th ballgame. He threw an inning and a third against the Rafters. No hits, no runs, one walk and one punch out. Treshawn faced five Raptor hitters that night. A 6-3 win for Green Bay. Chris Arroyo on deck, the newest Raptor position player in the two spot here tonight. He'll be followed by Max McGuire. Still six more outs to take care of on the hill. It's Raptor bullpen in a prime position to win three straight. 1-1 pitch to Onati, a fastball on the outside corner, is called a strike, and it's now 1-2. Raptors, the righty-lefty splits tonight. Four left-handed bats, five right-handed bats. Onati and Arroyo, Aiden Teal and Tracer Lopez, the lefties. For Green Bay tonight, four left-handed batters and a switch hitter to go with four right-handed bats. And those four right-handed bats in the Green Bay lineup are positioned 2 through 5. Switch hitter Cooper Kelly out of the sixth spot. Torres leading off as one of the left-handed hitters, and then 7 through 9. All left-handed bats for Chris Krepling here tonight. The 1-2 pitch. That one misses up and away, and a fastball that gets past the glove of Eckelman. Jogging down to second and getting there on the passed ball is Tracer Lopez. 2-2 the count here on Onati with a runner in scoring position. More Northwoods League scores tonight. Final in St. Cloud. Mankato hanging on the road to take down the Rocks 6-2. Comeback win for Traverse City in Indiana against the Kokomo Jackrabbits. 5-4 the score. Kokomo falls to 0-4 here in the second half of the season. At Mayo Field, the undefeated 3-0 second half Rockford Rivets, who won the Great Lakes East in the first half, leading the Rochester Honkers in the bottom of the ninth by a score of 3-1. Just two hits for the Honkers in their home yard late into the ball game. Out on the mound visit, the 2-2 home from Pascal to Onati. At one, this is up and away. Mason's worked a full count. Got a football score in Eau Claire. Eau Claire leading Minnesota 14-7. Kenosha picking up their first second half win at home against Kalamazoo, 11-5. At Simmons Field, Cole Tolbert the win, Ben Reimers the loss. 3-2 to Onati, throws his hands on this one, shooting it the other way on the ground to third. Sam Miller fields and throws to first in time for the first out of the inning. Staying at second as Lopez for Chris Arroyo. Top nine from Riverfront Stadium on ESPN+. After a comeback win and a high-scoring affair last night on the road, the Duluth Huskies leaving no doubt this evening in Waterloo. They lead the Bucks 11-1. 8-8 ball game, bottom five in Bismarck. The Larks and the Hot Tots all knotted up midway through that contest. Top six at Dickinson Baseball Field, one of the two new teams to the Northwoods League this summer, the Badlands Big Sticks, leading the Wilmer Stingers 5-2. First pitch to Arroyo. Breaking ball on the inside corner is called a strike. Once again, the divisional winners in the first half, so an automatic berth in the playoffs belonging to the Wausau Woodchucks, the Rockford Rivets, the La Crosse Loggers, and the Wilmer Stingers. The 0-1 pitch coming here from Pascal, looks back at second, Lopez dancing off the bag. This one, chopped on the ground, over to second, a high chop, Adderley charging in, gloves and throws to first just in time. Advancing to third on the 4-3 putout is Tracer Lopez, that's where he'll stay for Max McGuire. McGuire in the ballgame, his fifth homer this season, his third grand slam came back in that fourth inning. Also drew a four-pitch walk and scored in the third. Max 1-for-3 in four plate appearances tonight. 12 innings needed to be played tonight at Memorial Park. Royal Oak defeating Battle Creek 7-3. The Leprechauns advancing to 4-1 in their second half pursuits. Pitch to McGuire. A breaking ball on the inside corner is called a strike. Final in Canada, Thunder Bay takes down La Crosse 8-7. Fond du Lac also picking up their first second-half victory in Wausau, 4-1 the final. The Woodchucks still yet to be shut out this season. The 0-1 pitch, a fastball right down the chute, is called strike two on McGuire. Lakeshore has taken a commanding lead at Warner Park. They lead the Madison Mallards, or tonight known as the Madison Motivational Speakers, 7-2. No balls, two strikes, the count. Pascal set the payoff to McGuire. Breaking ball, shot in the air center field. Torres coming in on it, but it's going to drop in front. Max McGuire has driven in five runs tonight and 11 on the homestand. It is 9-4 Wisconsin Rapids. Drove in six runs on Thursday against Madison. He's driven in five here tonight against Green Bay. It'll bring up Jack Mathey. 4-for-4 last night, two homers, two singles, and a walk drawn. Tonight, he is 2-for-2 in four plate appearances. Two singles, a hit by pitch, and a walk. He has yet to be retired in this two-game series. Pascal, the right-hander, set first base side of the rubber, rocks and fires to Matthew. And one misses away for ball one. When we get to the top of the eighth inning, 3-4-5, two up for Green Bay, Mansfield, Miller, and Jake Bold against this Rafter bullpen. We'll see if it's another frame of Scott or if Michael Perella will enter the fray. The 1-0 pitch will have to wait a pickoff move, checking in on McGuire over at first base. That hit for McGuire, the 12th of the night for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-0 home here for Pascal. Breaking ball right over the heart of the plate is called a strike. It is now 1-1. The Copley, Ohio native, looking to extend this home half of the seventh inning. The 1-1. Fastball fouled straight back by Matthew. Count now 1-2 on the Rafter catcher. see pitching coach Mike Spears heading out right near Brandon Scott in the dugout to talk it up with the southpaw. That could be the decision of you're going out again for the eighth, or fantastic three innings of work tonight, young man, keeping us up in this ball game. The bullpen will take it the rest of the way. The 1-2 pitch from Pascal to Matthew. Breaking ball in on the hands, blooped in the air, first base side in foul territory. Matthews giving chase, sliding, and makes a fantastic grab to retire the side. That's the first time Jack Matthews has been retired here in this series. But Wisconsin Rapids adds another here in the seventh on a two-out RBI single to center field from Max McGuire. 9-4 the score. We head to the eighth, and Michael Perrella will enter the ballgame here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be. The middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Days from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We head to the top of the eighth inning here in Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockner, voice of the Raptors, back with you against the Green Bay Rockers yet again, and your Raptors lead it by 5 runs. 9-4 the score, 9 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Raptors. 4 runs on 6 hits and no errors for Green Bay. Brandon Scott's day is done. 3 innings pitch for the southpaw out of Division II Hillsdale College. The Adrian, Michigan native allowed 2 hits, 1 earned run, walked 3, and struck out 1 on 54 pitches. Him and Maddox Thornton each finishing tonight with 54 pitches thrown. Peyton Mansfield to lead off the inning, 3-4-5 for Green Bay. Swing and a miss on the first pitch thrown by Michael Perrella. Perrella making his fourth appearance of the season, 4 1/3 innings pitched so far from the right-hander from UC Irvine. California native rocks and fires the 0-1 home. This is low and away, count evens 1-1. 8.31 ERA so far for Perrella this year, and a 1.85 whip. Pitched in 14 games with Thunder Bay last summer. The 1-1 pitch, fastball ripped in the air to left field that sends Chris Arroyo to his left to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Perrella last worked a scoreless inning facing 4 hitters here at home in that 6-0 loss on Thursday, June 27th in the first half against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Last year a 6.49 ERA and a 2.01 whip for the Border Cats. Sam Miller reached for the first time in this ball game in his last plate appearance for a 5-pitch walk in the 6th. First pitch breaking ball from Perrella right down the chute is called strike 1. Raptors will send the 5-6-7 spots to the plate when we return for the home half of the 8th inning. Grayson Schaefer, Aiden Teal, and Landon Gads. The 0-1 pitch in the righty-on-righty battle. Fastball grounded foul down the third base side out near the Kraft River. Now it's no balls and two strikes here on the rocker third baseman. O2 the count with one away and nobody aboard here in the top of inning number eight. The payoff pitch from Perello. Breaking ball hit in the air, first base side. That'll clear the grandstands in foul territory. We'll do the 0-2 again. Out of his three appearances this season, Perello's worked two on the road and now two here in Wisconsin Rapids, including tonight. His first two were away from Wisconsin Rapids. Picked up the loss in Wausau on the 20th of June and on the 23rd at Waterloo. 0-2 pitch, filthy breaking ball. Chasing at that one out of the zone is Miller for strike three. Two up, two down for Perello here in the eighth inning. It'll be Jake Bold into the box now. Perello, two innings in his Raptor debut at Wausau in the nightcap of that doubleheader on June 20th, allowed two hits, one run. It was earned. He walked two and struck out one, facing nine hitters. He also faced nine hitters in the loss he collected in the 10-8 defeat at Waterloo in the Sunday matinee in Iowa on the 23rd of June. First pitch, check swing there from Bold. He did not go around. Count begins 1-0. An inning and a third, Perello threw against Waterloo at Riverfront Stadium. He allowed two hits, four runs, three of which were earned. He walked one and did not collect a strikeout, facing nine hitters. That strikeout there of Miller, his third punch-out in a Raptor uniform. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, missing inside, having to duck down and take a seat to his pants there to get out of the way. That one is Jake Bold. It's now 2-0 here on the rocker, designated hitter this evening. Bold led the game off in terms of scoring with a solo blast. He's the leadoff hitter in the top of the second inning. 400-plus feet for Bold, his fourth of the season, as the 2-0 misses low and away from Perello. Three balls, no strikes, the count now. Bold also struck out swinging in the fourth. Into that inning-ending 4-6 double play back in the sixth inning. 3-0 pitch, in there for a called strike on a fastball from Perello. It's now 3-1. The 3-1. Fastball tapped foul out near the Raptor dugout down the third baseline. It's now 3-2. Perello looking for a 1-2-3 inning in his second appearance here at Witter Field and his fourth in a Raptor uniform. Wait for the 3-2. Mac Mabry serving as the bat-slash-ball boy here tonight after throwing an inning yesterday and giving some new baseballs to the home plate umpire, Cody Cummings. Four total arms used for Green Bay tonight, all right-handers. Raptors using three total so far. Thornton and Perello, the right-handers. Brandon Scott, the southpaw. 3-2 pitch. Perello out of the windup. The payoff delivery coming home. This one, high chopper on the ground over to third. McIntosh will play it on a two-hop and throw to first base in time to retire the side. It's a 1-2-3, top of the eighth inning for Michael Perello, the third 1-2-3 inning issued by Raptor pitching here tonight. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 9-4 the score in favor of your Raptors, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this."
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park.
with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Raptors 9, Rockers 4, bottom 8, back here from historic Witter Field. Grayson Schaefer to lead off this home half of the frame against Trayshawn Pascal. First pitch swing as Schaefer pops this one up in the air behind home plate. Ditching the mask, that is their catcher, Eckelman. Mason, that is, battling up with the netting to make the grab. One pitch, one out here for Trayshawn Pascal here in the eighth inning. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back with you on WFHR. More Raptor baseball for the 37th time this season right here on locally grown radio. Four runs on six hits, no errors for Green Bay. Nine runs, 12 hits, two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. A 6:35 first pitch tonight. We're nearing the three-hour mark after last night's game started 30 minutes late and was a late one as well. 3 hours, 43 minutes in that 13-10 Raptor victory. As Kyler Bender down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. Michael Perrello, his second appearance here at Witter Field, a 1-2-3 top of the eighth inning. The Raptors have worked a total of three different 1-2-3 innings in this ballgame, and they faced the minimum in half four times. Askel set the first pitch to Teal, breaking ball missing up and away. 1-0 the count to begin here on the Mahwah, New Jersey native. Gaz on deck, McIntosh to follow. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball flipped right over the heart of the plate from Pascal. Count evens 1-1. Teal has reached three times in this ball game tonight. 1-for-2, four plate appearances. He drew a six-pitch walk in the sixth. That was his last plate appearance. Singled in the fourth. Also drew a seven-pitch free pass back in the third inning. 1-1 pitch lined into right field. That is down, and it'll one-hop the wall for extra bases. Aiden Teal motoring into second. It is another double for him here at Witter Field with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. He continues to collect extra base hits like they're nothing. And Landon Gaz, with this bottom third of the order, has a chance to make it double-digit runs for the Raptors here tonight. Righty on righty battle. Pascal set first base side of the rubber. The first pitch to Gaz. Breaking ball once again right down Broadway is called a strike. Gaz tonight as the team's DH is 0-for-3 in four plate appearances. His lone time on the bases was on the four-pitch walk he picked up in the fourth inning. That hit for Teal, the 13th of the night for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 pitch here from Pascal. That one misses low and inside. Count evens at a ball and a strike on Gaz. After McIntosh on deck, it'll be Tracer Lopez to follow. Top nine, it'll be 6-7-8. Cooper Kelly, Teo Matthews, and Nick Harms do up against this Raptor bullpen. It appears Kyle Bender will be getting the call. The 1-1. Breaking ball, check swing. Did Gaz go around on the appeal to the field? No, says Zach Tate. Count moves 2-1. UC Irvine Anteater, it was his college teammate, Michael Perrello, who worked a 1-2-3 top half of this inning. A 2-1 pitch. Fastball missing low and inside. Landon Gaz, the ideal and perfect hitter's count here at 3-1. See what Pascal responds with. Trayshawn, this will be his 27th pitch of the ball game. He has yet to walk or strike out a hitter. Pascal set. The 3-1. Breaking ball on the outer edge is called a strike. Count now full on Gaz. Some cranberry crazies here in the house. Here comes the 3-2 from Pascal. Looks back at second, the payoff. Breaking ball, fouled straight back by Gaz. We'll do the 3-2 again. Looking for more finals here in the Northwoods League. Rochester, a walk-off victory against Rockford. 4-3 the final. Rockford, their first loss here in the second half. Still now bottom nine at Warner Park. Lakeshore leading by 5 against the Madison Mallards, 7-2. The 3-2 home with 9 on the pitch clock. Breaking ball hit in the air and struck well to center field. Torres back diving, and he's unable to make the grab. Aiden Teal will stop at third, nearly running through a stop sign thrown up by Chris Wilsey. On second is Landon Gaz. It will be scored as a double for the Raptor DH, his first hit of the night, the second double in as many hitters here in this eighth inning. They're on second and third with one out for Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh in this ball game is the only Raptor to collect 2 plate appearances in that 5-run fourth frame. Looking at the scoring in this one, 3 in the second and 1 in the seventh for Green Bay. The first pitch to McIntosh misses outside for ball one. The Raptors picked up 3 in the third, 5 in the fourth, a grand slam for Max McGuire, his third grand slam of the season, and his 5th home run, 4 of his 5 long balls, and all 3 glaring slams have come right here at Winter Field. The 1-0 pitch. That one misses down in the dirt, kicks away, an awkward bounce off the chest protector of Mason Eckelman. Teal comes in to score, Gaz to third base. Raptors for the third straight ball game have scored double-digit runs. It is 10-4. The infield was in for Green Bay. We'll see if they stay in that spot with Gaz on third or with a 6-run deficit if they'll back into regular depth. The 2-0 pitch here to the Raptor third baseman. Misses up and in. 3 balls, no strikes. The count now on the right-handed hitting Kyler McIntosh. No action in the Green Bay bullpen. This is Trayshawn Pascal's inning. The bottom two spots in the Raptor order looking to provide even more offensive juice to the club and to the fans that are in the house tonight at Winter Field. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball middle-middle called a strike. Final in Madison, 7-2 Lakeshore. Still 2 more games here tonight in the Northwoods League. It's unlikely the Raptors will be the last team playing. Minot and Bismarck in the bottom of the 6th. Wilmer and Badlands in the bottom of the 7th. 3-1 pitch, a healthy cut and miss there on that elevated heater to McIntosh. Count is now full. At Bismarck, it is 9-8 Larks leading the Minot Hot Tots at home. 5-2 Badlands over Wilmer at Dickinson Baseball Field. The 3-2 pitch. And on the ground by McIntosh to short down to a knee off the glove of Kelly. Gathers and throws to first in time. It's a 6-3 putout in the second out of this inning. Landon Gaz remains on third base, and it'll be Tracer Lopez with 2 down in the frame to step into the box. Lopez has reached twice in his 4 plate appearances here tonight. Through a 5-pitch walk and scored in the 4th. Led off the home half of the 7th with a single, in which he later scored on that 2-out RBI knock from Max McGuire. Right and lefty battle here. Pascal looking to work a scoreless rest of this inning. First pitch to Lopez, misses inside for ball 1. or fireworks being shot off in the distance. We had fireworks last night here at Winterfield, obviously 4th of July weekend, eking in right here. Set is Pascal, the 1-0. Lopez hits this one high in the air, deep right field. Harms back out in front of the warning track to make the grab. Lopez put a good charge into that one. That'll retire the side. Rafters add one, a couple of doubles this sitting off the bat of Aiden Teal and Landon Gaz. Rafters three outs away from ending this ball game. It'll be Kyle Bender to enter the fray when we return right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of...
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
It's time to pump it up here at Winterfield. 10 for the score, top of the ninth inning. Kyle Bender, the 6'3 redshirt sophomore from Vacaville, California, in Folsom Lake College, enters the ballgame. Andy Ockerman, voice of the Rafters, returning to you right here on WFHR. Rafters rockers for the second consecutive night. Wisconsin Rapids looking for the series sweep and to sweep the homestand that started 2 days ago. 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Green Bay. 10 runs on 14 hits and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Kyle Bender on the season. This is his 10th ballgame appeared in. 1-1 record in 8 innings so far. ERA of a 7.88 and a 2.38 whip. He last worked 2/3 of an inning at Hare Baker Field against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders on Saturday. First pitch to the switch-hitting shortstop, Cooper Kelly, misses low for ball one. For Bender, that was the loss in the shortened 7-inning game against the Dock Spiders to cap off that day in Fond du Lac. Allowed a hit, the game-winning run, walked two and struck out two, facing 5 batters. No pitch to Kelly. Fastball dotted on the outside corner from the right-hander, and it's called a strike.
Your attention, please. Kids, please line up at the first base
gate. This is the first time Bender has faced Green Bay this summer. Not thrown more than an inning and a third, that being his longest appearance at Waterloo back on June 24th. 1-1, another fastball on the outer edge. Called a strike, and it's 1-2, 91 on the gun there from Bender. Michael Perello, a scoreless eighth inning. One strikeout for Perello. 12 pitches thrown, no hits, no walks, no runs. As the 1-2 pitch blooped foul down the third baseline off the bat of Kelly. Count remains 1-2. Bender, the fourth arm being used tonight here for Wisconsin Rapids. Maddox Thornton, the start, 4 innings. Four hits allowed, three runs, all of those coming in the top of the second inning off a couple of homers for Green Bay. Maddox did not walk a rocker hitter tonight and struck out four on 54 pitches. The next 1-2 from Bender to Kelly. Breaking ball, check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Lance Krech, the appeal down to third. One up, one down for Bender here in the ninth. Raptors picking up a nice run in the eighth there as well. From Thornton, it went to Brandon Scott, the southpaw from Hillsdale College. Three innings of one-run ball. Two hits allowed by Scott. He walked three and struck out one. Also, like Thornton, on 54 pitches. Talk about Perello, and now it's Bender. Teo Matthews has not been retired yet in this ballgame and picked up another round tripper in his first at-bat of the contest. First pitch from Bender to him, misses low and away for ball one. Matthews, five homers on the season now, two of them against the Raptors. A two-run blast to make it 3-0 Rockers back in that top of the second inning. Bender looks into Matthews, comes set, hands held high for the right-hander. Now to the belt, the 1-0. Fastball, outer edge, another called strike. Bender going to the arm side here against the left-handed bats and using that extra space to his advantage to even the count at 1-1. Three in the top of the second and one in the top of the seventh for Green Bay. For the Raptors, three in the third and five in the fourth, just like last night against the Rocker pitching staff. Wisconsin Rapids also adding extra runs, one in the seventh and one in the eighth. 1-1 breaking ball from Bender. Chasing away on that one is Matthews on the outer edge. It's now 1-2. It's Harms on deck. Eichelman to follow. Bender set the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, shot back up the middle. Lopez to his left, that hits the lip. Ricochets off Lopez, it'll dribble into right field. That'll go down as a base knock. Matthews, third time on the bases tonight, if you don't include the leisurely jog that he took around in the second inning. Bender just needs another one of those ground balls here and send the fans home happy. Nick Harms singled back in the first, or I should say in the seventh inning. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Another righty-on-lefty battle here for Bender. The first pitch, this is outside, getting away from Matthew, trotting down to second on the wild pitch is Matthew. Not worrying about the ground ball now is Bender. All the focus just being on Harms in the box. Matthews out on second doesn't mean a whole lot to the Raptors right now. A 1-0 pitch home from Bender to Nick Harms. This is outside in the right-hand batter's box for ball two. Cameron Douglas, the start tonight for Green Bay. 2 2/3 innings thrown. Three hits allowed. Three runs, all of them earned. He also walked three and struck out three. A lot of threes on that stat line for Douglas, throwing 61 pitches. 2-0 pitch. That one misses inside, and that got Harms right above his ankle guard. Runners now on first and second for Green Bay. One out, 10-4 remains our score in the top of the ninth inning. Mason Eichelman 0-for-2 in the contest. He reached for the first time back in the seventh inning. For a six-pitch walk, did Eichelman. The Ohio State Buckeye gets a chance to hit here with less than two outs and two runners aboard. Righty on lefty battle again here for Bender. You got Lucas Torres in the on-deck circle. First pitch. This is low and inside to Eichelman, 1-0 the count. Now time called by Mike Spears, the Raptor pitching coach, will make the jog out to the hill to talk it up with Bender. You're just joining us, the Raptors, a chance here to sweep the homestand. It started Thursday, the 4th of July, a matinee against the Madison Mallards and a 12-4 victory. Fourth time they've beaten Madison here this season. And the offense trickled over not only to last night, but to tonight as well. 13-10 was our final here at Witterfield an evening ago. And as mentioned, currently a six-run lead for the Raptors at 10-4. Kyle Bender retired the leadoff hitter in this inning, that being Cooper Kelly. The shortstop struck out swinging. Singled, then given up to Matthews and hit Harms with a pitch. Now to the nine spot here with Eckelman and a 1-0 count coming here to the rocker backstop. Bender rocks and fires. This is up and away, 2-0 our count now. There's nobody up in the Raptor bullpen. There's nobody in the Raptor bullpen, period. Everyone's down in the dugout right now like they always do in the ninth inning when the team is leading. They're hoping to not have to send anyone down there the rest of the way tonight. Eight on the pitch clock, the 2-0. This is low and inside for ball three. Bender in danger of loading the bases here in this ninth inning. 3-0 pitch. Fastball on the outer third of the plate is called a strike. 3 hours and 10 minutes into this one, 9:45 here in Rapids. Another three-hour ball game here tonight. Bender's 3-1 delivery. Bounced straight back by Eckelman. Kyle's worked it back to a full count. Once again, Raptors head to Wausau tomorrow, a Sunday matinee, 1:05 first pitch from Athletic Park. Begins a home-and-home with the Woodchucks. We get our first Monday night home game, Military Appreciation Night, here at Winter Field against those same Woodchucks at 6:35 in just a couple of days. Bender set, big 3-2 delivery coming here for the right-hander. Breaking ball, just misses the inside corner for ball four. Six-pitch walk again drawn by Eckelman in this contest, and the bases are full of rockers with one out in the ninth inning. To the top of the card we go, fifth time around now with Lucas Torres stepping into the left-handed batter's box. Torres reached for the first time in this ballgame in his last plate appearance in the seventh, in which he drew a six-pitch walk and was issued an RBI as well, a run coming in with the bases juiced. First pitch from Bender to Torres. That one runs inside and it hits him. Torres writhing in pain. That one got his knee. And he is still yet to get up. 88-mile-an-hour delivery there from Bender. Bases remain loaded, and it's now 10-5. Training staff going to attend to Torres. We're going to step aside for just 30 seconds here for After Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey. And
Lucas Torres helped off the field, a scary sight here in Wisconsin Rapids. Bases remain loaded. 10-5 our score. The Raptors leading the Rockers. Top nine again. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors returning to you in the first pitch from the break from Kyle Bender to Dalen Adderley is swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1. Pitch runner into the ballgame for Torres. That being Seth Farney at first base. Hit him at a point in the kneecap to where he just could not get up under his own power. Bender set. The 0-1. Fastball top of the zone is called a strike. He's quickly ahead 0-2. Bender struck out the leadoff hitter in this inning, Cooper Kelly. Single then to Matthews, who scored on that hit by pitch, and then Bender hit Harms with a pitch, walked the catcher Eckelman on six pitches, and just hit Torres there. The 0-2. Fastball got him swinging. Three-pitch punch out there for Bender. Two down here in the ninth. Rafter infield retreats back to regular depth. Nobody holding on any of the runners. It'll be the right-handed hitting left fielder, Peyton Mansfield. Righty on righty battle. Mansfield entered this ballgame in the bottom of the third inning as a defensive substitute for Lane Allen. First pitch from Bender. This is up and away for ball one. Mansfield is 1-for-2 since entering the game. Singled in his first at-bat in the sixth. Lined out to left field in the eighth. The 1-0 pitch here from Bender. That one misses inside. Two balls, no strikes, our count now. Sam Miller on deck. Jake Bold to follow. Mansfield, the seventh hitter in the box for Green Bay this inning. Bender set. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball missing outside. Three balls and no strikes on Peyton Mansfield. After a three-pitch punch out, he's thrown three straight balls here to the three-hole hitter in the Green Bay order. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball on the inner third, called a strike. 90 on the gun there for Bender. See how he works back into this count here against Mansfield. The 3-1 pitch. This one popped up in the air behind home plate. Jack Mathey ditches the mask, giving chase as that one rolls off the netting, protecting the home plate club. Count now 3-2. 3-2, two outs, bases full of rockers. Nick Harms on third, Mason Eckelman on second, Seth Farney on first. They'll be going off on the delivery here. The 3-2 pitch. Bender goes fastball, and it's grounded foul right near the Rafter dugout down the third baseline. We'll do the full count delivery again. 10-5 Rafters. 10 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Green Bay. A chance to cap off the homestand in the series here, sweeping each. The 3-2 from Bender. Fastball chopped back to the mound, past the glove of Bender. It'll send Onati behind the second base bag, and there's no play to be made anywhere. It's an RBI infield single for Peyton Mansfield, and now the tying run is going to come to the box here with Sam Miller. Farney to second. Eckelman to third, touching home his Harms. Now two runs here in the top of the ninth inning for Green Bay. Miller in the ballgame has reached once in his four plate appearances. Still in search of his first hit. Bender working first base side of the rubber. First delivery. Fastball up the middle. And it's grounded back to the mound. Bender will glove and flip underhand to first in time to end the ballgame. Two runs in the ninth for Green Bay. But the Rafters hang on to win it. The final score here tonight, 10-6 over the Green Bay Rockers. They sweep the Rockers in this two-game series. And they sweep the homestand. 6 runs on 8 hits and no errors for Green Bay. 10 runs on 14 hits and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to take about a 5-minute-ish break or so before returning for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi folks, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute. When it comes to saving money on your energy bills, I am a big fan of ceiling fans. Ceiling fans can help your heat or your air conditioning go a lot farther. Check this out. The U.S. Department of Energy says that having a ceiling fan on in the summer lets you set your air conditioning up to 4 degrees warmer with no difference in comfort. That saves real money. You gotta make sure that the blades are rotating in a counterclockwise direction in the summer so you can pull up the cool air from the floor. In the winter, you turn them the other way. You know, they make sure that the blades are rotating clockwise so you can push the warm air down from the ceiling. Small and medium-sized fans are usually around 40 inches. They can keep a 4 to 6 foot area cool. And a larger fan with like a 52 inch blade span can cool up to 10 feet. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, you can head over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Watch out!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on W.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Raptor fans, another victory. 10-6 the final here tonight on this Saturday evening at historic Witter Field.